T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tracy Wolfson from CBS, the NFL lead reporter. Tracy, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Can't wait to get to Lambeau. Hoping the weather holds out for me.
It doesn't look like it's going to be a bad day. You're not getting it in the dead of winter, and you're not getting it during a polar vortex, so count your blessings, right?
Yes, exactly.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about this matchup because I don't really know specifically what to make of the Oakland Raiders. I was really impressed in what they did with what they did over in London against the Chicago Bears. Defensively, it seems they've gotten better. Derek Carr seems to be getting into a bit of a rhythm. What should we expect on Sunday?
Yeah, you know, I saw them the second week of the season, and I was impressed. I was really impressed. I mean, they were against Kansas City. They started off the game well, but I think what's happening right now, they're just basically controlling the clock. They're putting together really long drives, and they're running the football. And, you know, they're winning by running the football. If you look, it's very interesting when you look at both of these offenses, because that's, you know, as you know, the Packers are doing the same thing. They're winning by running the football and not, you know, their wide receiver core. Both of these wide receiver cores are all depleted. And so I think that's really how Oakland's trying to win it. They're trying to maximize their time on the field, keeping the opponent off the field, which is exactly what they have to do against Aaron Rodgers. And then they're limiting mistakes. And Derek Carr is managing the game exactly what, you know, how he needs to. And then they're running the ball with Jacobs. So they're doing a really good job with what they have, basically.
What do you see right now out of the Green Bay Packers? Because I had said this, and I'll see if you agree or disagree, but in the NFC, you look at the teams that are near the top when it comes to records, and all of these teams have beaten up kind of on some bad teams. The Packers, the only team under 500 they beat was the Denver Broncos. Everything else has been either 500 or better, and they play in a division which is 500 or better, and they also have three wins in the division. So can we consider the Green Bay Packers at this point in time, not firing on all cylinders, mind you, the best team in the NFC?
It's really incredible. You're exactly right. I don't know if I'm going to call them the best team in the NFC right now, because I think there's a lot of others out there that can contend for that. It's San Francisco, and you can talk about the Saints, and who knows, you know, if the Rams kind of get things going, and then the Bears, and I got to be honest, the Lions look really good. They keep losing games by the skin of their teeth, but they look really good. So, but it's amazing the way that Green Bay is winning, and I love the fact that you brought up how, you know, there's so many of these teams beating up on bad teams, because even when Green Bay played the Broncos are not a bad team. So I think when you look at Green Bay, I think the biggest thing is you're like, wow, you know, Aaron Rodgers not having the type of year, you know, you expect from Aaron Rodgers, just 21 passing touchdowns. I think it's his lowest of his career in the NFL. And, you know, his completion percentage is down. But I think it's Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers kind of getting on the same page. And then you have a leader in Rodgers who just finds ways to win. And you can tell how he's adjusting, and they're trying to, I think, with each week, are really getting better working together. And when you have a run game that can balance out your passing game, as you haven't seen a lot from the Green Bay Packers in the past, well, I think that, you know, breeds success right there. And I think that's why you're seeing them win games. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers is the best when it comes to pulling out games in those, you know, in the last second.
You've got a defensive coordinator in Oakland who, under, you know, the guise of Mike Zimmer, who's been kind of successful at scheming against Aaron Rodgers. How much do you think that scheming from Cincinnati and from Minnesota and the familiarity with Aaron Rodgers and the way that the Packers have done things, how much do you think that plays into this, considering they've got a new head coach in Green Bay, they've got a new offensive scheme in Green Bay?
Yeah, I think having Paul Gunther certainly helps. But I do think it's different, this Green Bay offense. And I think no one really knows what it is yet. I mean, at least I don't. And I think it's still forming. So I don't know, you know, how much of that, you know, past history helps. But certainly being familiar with Aaron Rodgers, you know, certainly helps in terms of scheming defensively. So I think there's a little truth to that, but I don't know what to expect every time the Packers get out on the field. So I think it's, you know, I think everyone feels that way right now. So I think it'll be a little bit more challenging and not as easy as just, you know, recognizing and facing, you know, the team over and over again.
I'm talking with Tracy Wolfson from CBS Sports, the NFL lead reporter there. You can follow her on Twitter at Tracy Wolfson. The story, everybody always talks about the story coming into the game, and we usually look at Aaron Rodgers, but how much of a story concentration-wise coming into the game this weekend is going to be the addition of Preston and Za'Darius Smith and what they've done to that defense?
I love it. I absolutely love it. I think that is going to be a storyline. You know, it all comes down to defense in the end. And, you know, for, right, the first time in a while, we're talking about the defense carrying this Green Bay Packers team and, you know, allowing, you know, this offense to not have to do too much and just be able to, you know, put some points on the board and then turn it over your defense and know your defense is going to get a stop and then hand it right back to your future Hall of Famer. And so, the Smith brothers, they are, you know, tremendous. 13 sacks between the two of them. You know, this offensive line of the Raiders, they're going to have to protect Derek Carr. And who knows who's on that offensive line for the Raiders right now, whether they get Gabe Jackson, what's happening with Trent Brown. So I've been really, really impressed with this Green Bay Packers defense.
The secondary for the Packers, albeit not great in the game against Detroit, Kevin King, I believe, just kind of still feeling the effects of maybe that groin or hamstring because he just didn't look as fast as he has been in the past. But the secondary, Jair Alexander has impressed a lot of people. What have you seen on film that's impressed you?
Yeah, you know, I haven't really watched a lot of film yet, and I will watch the next few days. But what I saw from, I watched the Monday night game and the whole Monday night game. I think early on, giving up those big plays, you know, kind of was, you know, where is everyone right now? Where are these guys covering? How do you give up these big plays, which we know cannot happen against Oakland? But I like these guys, you know. I think they're young, they're hungry. I think, you know, the addition of Darnell, and you got a really good secondary in the making there. And I think consistency is going to be the key with them.
Got to ask you what it's like working with our guy, Tony Romo from Burlington, Wisconsin, and obviously Jim Nantz.
Of course. They're the best. You know, I'm very lucky. I've worked with Jim for a very long time, but the addition of Tony, he just brings such levity and personality, and, you know, as, you know, all the accolades are true, it's like you feel as though you're just sitting at a bar watching a game with him. And I learned so much from, you know, working with him and what he sees on the field. And, you know, the other thing I've learned is how much he has a passion for defense. I know he's going to be excited to break down both of these defenses, and he feels he spends so much time in the offensive side of the ball that the defensive side is really what intrigues him. So, you know, it's going to be fun. He always loves going back home and to Wisconsin, always has, you know, friends and family and fans around. So certainly I feel very fortunate to be working alongside them.
The Raiders in the AFC, now, it looked like it was going to be some kind of a train wreck coming out of Hard Knocks. Gruden has impressed me. I don't know how else to put it. There's many ways I can ask the question, but he's just impressed me. I watched him in Hard Knocks, and the personality and the interaction with his players and the way he really kind of had their backs, so to speak. And have you been surprised that they've been kind of able to start to put this thing together after what appeared to be just a train wreck at the beginning of the season going through camp?
I know, seriously, right? It's one thing after another with them. But, you know, you're right. John Gruden has kind of held it all together. And I had never worked alongside John Gruden, never interviewed him, never been in a room with him until that second week of the season when they faced the Chiefs. And we sat down with him, and he just talked about how his second time around, he's just trying to have fun. He's just trying to enjoy it all. He's not trying to take it too serious. And I think that has added so much to this team, and it's allowed them to kind of get over the Antonio Brown and the Vontaze Burfict and potentially maybe even the Trent Brown, right? And all these things that kind of keep coming their way. And I think his relationship with Derek Carr it's gone to the next level. There's such a trust factor there. They enjoy being around each other. And I think that's really it. I think it's his personality and his coaching style, and maybe it's a little different than the first time around, but he seems to really be enjoying himself, and it's a reflection on the team. You're seeing that from the team as well. And, you know, I remember, I think it was the 2017 season, or maybe it was the 16 season, where they had that, you know, with Khalil Mack on one side, and they had Derek Carr, and they were, everything was going great. And you saw this levity from the team before Carr got hurt. That's what I see from this Oakland Raiders team. They all really enjoy being around each other, and it starts at the top with John Gruden. You're exactly right. I've been extremely impressed with the job that he has done with Oakland, especially coming into this season.
Well, it looks like it's going to be close to 60 on Sunday with a little bit of sun, so you are not experiencing Lambeau Field at its worst.
Huh?
Yeah, you've avoided the rain, so it should be a good one.
Thanks,
looking forward to it, Tracy.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate the time.
Absolutely appreciate it. There you go. Tracy Wolfson, CBS Sports NFL lead reporter. You can find her at Tracy Wolfson on Twitter, at Tracy Wolfson, W-O-L-F-S-O-N. She joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Man, my mouth isn't working today for some reason. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.